Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. 那个时候是在一个乐队。
Before Shirley, my spiritual master gave me some music, which is better than the music.
但是很幸运的是，我的灵性导师呢，就给了我某种音乐，而且实际上比那个音乐还要好呢。
And he taught me that I could dovetail. Knowledge I have in music playing.
他就告诉我说，我应该把我在音乐领域里面有的那些个知识，把它用在更高的那个层面的，把它吻合用上去。
I first met my spiritual master in 1972.
我是在1972年遇到我的灵性导师的。
And although my first meeting with him was in a formal
room. 当然了，就是我最开始跟他接触，实际上是接触到他的书。
I was looking for a book on yoga.
我那个时候呢，就是想要找有关瑜伽的书。
And I wandered into a bookstore in Washington, D.C.
那我呢，就在那个华盛顿那个地方的一个书店里头就去看。
And I went into the yoga section and began looking for different books.
然后我就在那个书店里不是有 一部分都是分类的吗？我就到了那个瑜伽的那一部分，我就开始翻各种各样的书。
And I opened up one book and saw a picture of a yogi sitting in meditation.
那然后呢，我翻开一本书，就看到有一张照片，一个瑜伽师坐在那儿正在打坐冥想。
And I saw a picture of how it was a spark.Light, it was moving up body and going out to the crown.
当时呢，我就看到，就是这个瑜伽师哈，他就从那个海底轮开始，他那个亮光啊，一点一点的在往上挪，然后到最后从这个头顶出去。
And I had read many different books on yoga at the time.
那个时候，那之前，其实我已经阅读了很多有关瑜伽的书了。
So yoga wasn't.A topic that I was totally unacquainted with. It was not a topic that I was totally unacquainted with. Familiar with.
就是所以，但是他读了很多书，但是好像那个瑜伽的那个主题对他来说还不是特别的完全熟悉。
But I was very mystified by this particular picture of a yogi, and it showed the soul going out of the body, but it seemed to be going.Higher and higher and higher to a destination that looked very strange and unfamiliar to me.
他呢就是看到了那幅画，就是那个瑜伽师他内在的那个灵魂，顺着那些个那个脉轮一点一点往上走，最后呢就从那个头顶那个地方出去，然后往越来越高的那个层次走。那个对他来说就觉得哇，这个好像。但是当时的那幅画真的引起了我的好奇心。
And I decided to purchase the book.
所以呢，我当时就决定买那本书。
And I took it home and night after work I would read it.
那我呢，买了那本书以后，每一天下班以后，我都会去读这本书。
About 20 years later, I discovered that.The book was not even part of the inventory of the bookstore, that somebody had gone in there and just dropped it on the bookshelf.
到了就是20年以后，他才发现他当时的买的那本书，实际上并不是书店里进的书，而是有人到那个地方把一本书就放在那个地方去了。
Although the bookstore definitely charged me the price of the book.
当然，但是那个当时那书店还是让我交钱了。
I guess they didn't keep good records of inventories back there. And then I kept thinking they just sold it to me.
Yeah, 反正最后就是卖给他了。尽管根本不是他们进的书，但是还收他的钱卖给他。
But I found out that somebody who was a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness went in to that particular bookstore and just.Left it there thinking, well, maybe somebody will find the book.
所以呢，后来他二十年以后才发现，原来呢就是国际昆士兰意识协会的一个成员，他当时呢就把一本书放在那个地方，他就想说，反正也许有一个人就会拿起这本书，可能。
And my spiritual master used to even say that his books were like torpedoes because you never know where they're going to land.
So what is torpedo?哦，水雷吗？水雷，在水里头的，哦，那个水里头的导弹。OK， 所以呢，我的灵命导师就告诉我说，这些个书就像那种在水底下发射的那些个导弹一样，你都不知道到最后就击中什么目标了。
So, anyways, it landed with me.
那当然了，最后就击中他了。
And I read it.Over a period of a few months.
那我呢，就是有几个月的时间，我都在读这本书。
And I experienced that it was a change of consciousness as a result of reading the book.
那我呢，感受到就透过阅读这本书，我的意识状态都改变。
But I also got a sense from reading the book that if I wanted to pursue this way of living, it would take a very deep commitment.
但是呢，同时我也感受到，如果要让我去按照这个书里说的那种方式去生活的话，那我必须要有一个特别深的下那个决心才行。
And it wasn't ready for that.
那个时候我并没有准备这么做。
And in fact, not only was I not ready for it, but I was definitely in my mind, I was rejecting changing the way I was living because I was still looking for that.
他说不仅仅是我觉得我那时候没有准备好，而且是我甚至是拒绝那样的一种生活方式，因为那个时候我还在找这个生活有个什么样子，还在找呢。
And because I had already switched to so many different alternatives, I wasn't convinced that this was the one.
所以由于我当时已经从一个方式跳到另一个方式，不断的在尝试不同的方式，所以我就不觉得这个就是我应该要的那个方式。
So I put the book away on the bookshelf, and then I tried to go on with my life.
然后呢，我就这本书我就放在书架上去了，然后接着过我原来的那种生活。
But I couldn't relinquish everything that I had read in that book.
但是呢，我已经那个书里头我读到那些内容，我是没有办法这么轻易的把它给忘掉。
Because my whole perception of the world changed.
因为透过阅读那本书，我对整个世界的感知，那个眼光变了。
And I wasn't sure what that was. That change was.
那当时我不确定。到底是怎么回事发生的一种变化到底是怎么回事
But for somehow, or for some reason, I just couldn't relinquish this new way of thinking about the world.
但是呢我虽然不知道发生了什么可是就是我透过那个书读那个书我对世界有了另外一种新的一种看问题的方式这个我是没办法把它消除了
Something I read really resonated.
那个，也就是我读的那个书里的内容，深深的印刻在我内在。
And I began to discover what really resonated with me was that I began to understand more about who I was.
那当然了，就是我最后是透过越来越认识到我究竟是谁，来明白。那个深深的印刻在我内心的那些个内容到底是怎么回事
And the experience was very liberating.
那当然了，就是当时的那种感受是非常的，就是有启明的那种状态。
That's liberation is something that is very attractive, very appealing.
那当然了，那样的一种让自己得到解放、释放的那种感觉，是深深的吸引我。
Generally, we think of liberation in different ways, but the different conceptions of liberation.
那在一般的情况下，我们对于解脱，我们有不同的看法。
But generally, the concept I had of liberation at the time was that relief.
那一般的情况下，我们是有一种在从一个状态当中是摆脱出来的那种，我释放的那种，我们觉得那是解脱。
I found great relief that I was something more than what I thought I was before I studied this philosophy.
那个我真正的有一种被释放、有一种解脱那种感觉，是因为我读到这本书里面那个是我以前所没有接触到的那些的内容。
And then I learned that there was much more that could be learned if I started chanting Hare Krishna.
所以后来我就发现，如果我开始唱 Hare Krishna 的话，我可以最后能够了解的更多。
So, I then decided that I would try to find out more about what is this chanting this Hare Krishna, what it is all about.
所以后来我就决定，就是说这个唱这个 Hare Krishna 到底是发生了什么，我现在要深入的去探索了。
So, I went and visited the ashram where people were dedicated to chanting Hare Krishna.
然后我就开始去找那些个那个地方，就是有那么一群人在那儿一直不断的在唱 Hare Krishna。我去到他们的那个地方。
And that time I lived about 100 miles away from ashram.
那那个时候呢，其实我离那个他们的那个地方差不多有100英里的距离。
So I drove the 100 miles, but I couldn't find the ashram.
但是呢，那个时候我知道他们离我就这么近，离我是这个距离，可是我最后开车去了，却没找到他们。
Didn't have Google in those days.
那个时候没有 Google， 没有导航。
No GPS, no Google.
没有导航，没有 Google，
Just one lost soul who was still lost.
那时候只有一个迷失了的灵魂，最后还是迷失的状态。
So I drove back.
所以我又开车回去了。
And then I told my brother. I was living with my brother.
然后呢，那那时候我是跟我的兄弟住在一起，我就告诉我兄弟说
that I was looking for this place, this address in Boston, couldn't find it.
我当时想要在波士顿找到这个地址，但是我找不到。
So then he explained to me how to find it.
最后他给我解释怎么找到。
So a couple of weeks later, I drove to Boston another 100 miles again.
结果呢，几个月也several weeks， 几个星期以后，我就又开车到在波士顿去找那个地方。
And I found the building, the ashram.
我就找到了那个建筑物，那个他们的那个场所。
And I pulled the car up across the street and I started looking at the building.
然后呢，我就把那个车就是停在了那个对面，然后就去看那个建筑物。
But I was thinking that I read so much about this philosophy from this one book.
那当时我就在想说，我从这本书里读了那么多的有关这个方面的哲学。
That if I go in there, I may never come out.
那我如果真进去了的话，也许我就不出来了。
And I sat there for about 45 minutes.
我在那个地方就45分钟的时间就在那儿没进去。
And I said, no, not now. And I turned around and I drove all the way.
然后最后决定说不是现在，现在还是不进去，又开车回去。
It's the truth.
这个这是真的。
Because I had already become somewhat convinced that if I really wanted to pursue, it required a very serious commitment.
No, 因为实际上我已经相信了，如果我想要真正体验到这个书里说的那些的话，我是真的要 让自己下决心就得这么去做。
I wasn't convinced, but I was ready for that.
但是我那个时候还是没有决定，就是觉得自己已经决定那么做了。
So I was afraid to go in.
所以我最后就还是没进去，等了45分钟了没进去。
Because it was so attractive.
因为它是那么的吸引我。
And then the, but I didn't, I drove all the way back.
但是还是没进去，就又开回去了。
Then the third time I went.
第三次又去了。
100 miles.
100英里，是吧？去了。
And this time, I rang the doorbell.
这次我终于就按响了门铃。
And I went inside.
然后进去了。
And first person I met was a fulgent.
那我遇到的第一个人是浑身发亮的感觉。
I was thinking, wow, this person's really
fulgent. 当时我觉得哇，这个人哇，就是闪闪发亮。
And but he was only like he was painting the walls.
当时他只是在砌墙嘛。
And he invited me to come in and said, and I said, look, I've read this book by Bhaktivedanta Swami, and I want to learn more about it. And he introduced me to somebody else.
那当时呢，我就跟这个人说，我说我读了这本巴提韦丹的斯瓦米写的一本书，我现在想要知道更多，所以那个人就把我介绍给另外的人。
And this other person started answering a lot of questions.
那另外一个人呢，就回答了我问的很多问题。
And then, as soon as he answered those questions, the first thing he started to talk about was chanting Hare Krishna.
那他在回答这些问题以后，他谈的首先就是要唱 Hare Krishna.
And he said, "You need to start." Chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
他说你需要开始唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
And he recommended that I gave me some mantra beads, japa beads.
然后他就给我就是推荐了那个念珠。
And he showed me how to chant on these japa beads. And 然后 said that you should chant Hare Krishna every day.
然后他就给我看就是怎么样用那个念珠。去吟诵 Hare Krishna mantra， 然后跟我说你应该每天都这么做。
So I took those beads and I started chanting Hare Krishna。
然后我就拿起这个念珠，开始就这样去做了。
Interesting experience, actually.
实际上那个体验是非常有趣的。
Because while I started chanting on the beads, as I mentioned, it started to really change my consciousness.
那我一旦开始用那个念珠开始吟诵那个 Hare Krishna mantra， 我的整个的意识状态维度就改变了。
And I was living on the beach at that time.
那个时候呢，我是住在海滩上。
I was living in a house overlooking a cliff on a very big beach.
那当时我是住在一个就是海岸上那个是不是有一个悬崖那个样子，然后接着底下就是很大的一片海滩，住在那个山上。
And every morning I used to go on the beach and take a long walk with my dog.
那然后呢？那个时候我每天早上都带着我的那个狗，然后就在那个海滩上走很长时间散步。
And my dog was a dog that was called a Labrador Retriever.
那当时我的狗叫 Labrador Retriever.
They like to retrieve things.
他们喜欢
a Labrador Retriever. They like to fetch things.
Oh, 对，就是那个狗，不是他喜欢那种游戏吗？你扔个什么东西，它啪跑过去把它叼起来，或者是接住，是飞碟、飞盘吗？是吗？那个东西。
And I used to take long walks every morning, and I used to throw the tennis ball in the ocean, and she would swim out into the ocean, get it, and bring it back.
所以呢，我呢那个时候就跟他在海滩上散步，我就把那个飞盘或者什么就扔到那个海里去，然后他就会扑到海里去，就把那个东西叼回来。
And I would do this every morning.
我就每天早上就会做这种事情。
But now I was going out on the beach and I was chanting Hare Krishna.
但是呢，那天以后他再去海滩散步的时候，他就开始在用那个念珠念 Hare Krishna mantra。
And I was spending less time.
那当然，他就不会老是扔那个东西了，让那个狗去叼了。
So one time, I had drove into Boston again to visit the ashram.
啊，然后有一次又就是开车到那个波士顿去，到那个他们的那个灵修的地方去。
And when I came back at night, I opened the door to the house and I heard in the back room a loud thumping on the floor.
哦，然后呢，我就打开门进那房子的时候，就听到有那个声音在敲地板。
And I knew that my dog was up to some mischief.
那我就知道我。
I knew my dog was up to some mischief.
哦。
She was doing some mischief.
对，我知道那是我的狗在那儿作怪。
That she knew she was going to get caught doing something that she didn't do.
啊，她知就是等于我那狗知道她做了什么她不该做的事情，到时被我抓住了。
Because usually she would always just run to the door to greet.
啊，一般的情况下她都是马上只要我一回家，她就到门口去迎接我。
But this time she was in the back room and her tail was.
啊，但是这一次呢，她是就是在那个后面，然后用她的那个尾巴在敲地板。
So I walked into the room.
我就进了屋子。
And she was chewing the beads completely to pieces.
然后等我进房间的时候，就发现那个狗把我的那一串念珠整个扯烂了。
She was very upset with me.
也就是说，她对我非常的生气。
Because I used to go on the beach every morning.
因为我经常就每天早我每天早上到那个海滩。
And I was always throwing the ball or the stick.
总是扔那个飞盘和那个球给扔出去。
And now I had these beads in my hand.
那现在我手里老是拿着这串念珠。
And I was chanting Hare Krishna.
然后在那念 Hare Krishna.
And she was very upset.
那当然了，她特别生我的气，不陪她玩了吗？
So she was taking revenge.
他现在在报复我。
And when I walked in, the beads were completely destroyed.
那我进到屋子里就发现那个地上那个珠子散落了一地。
So I knew that my life was changing.
但是呢，我知道我的生活已经改变了。
And she knew that my life was changing too, and she didn't like it.
而她呢，因为我的改变，她也改变了，但是她不喜欢这种改变。
Now of course, that was.Only one experience.
那当然，这只是其中的我的一个。
I had many experiences.
我有很多很多的感受。
Of how my life was changing.
啊，我的生命是怎么样的？就是因为这些而改变。
But the more it changed, the more it reinforced my conviction that it was changing for the better.
啊，但是呢，我的生命的形态，生活形态越改变，就越就是让我。进一步的相信这种改变是更好的改变。
Because sometimes we have this fear that to change we have to give up.
啊，因为有的时候我们特别害怕改变，我们怕放下我们熟悉的东西。
That's a big fear.
这个对我们来说是很恐惧的一件事情。
I have to give something up, but I'm not ready to give something up.
啊，我必须要放弃什么，但是我并没有准备好要放弃什么。
And it's a very fearful transition in life if you have to start with giving up.
啊，也就是说，你开始要放下什么、放弃什么的时候，这个对我们来说是一种非常大的转变。
Because I heard that from many different philosophy books I read that you have to give up, you have to give up, you have to renounce this, you have to renounce that.
因为我看到很多很多的这些个哲学的书啊等等都在告诉我们说你应该放下，你应该放下，你应该把这个放下，把那个放下。
And I was, why do I have to give it up? Why do I have to renounce?
那我呢一般都在想说我为什么要弃绝，我为什么要放下这些。
I was always rebellious at that idea that you have to give up.
啊，我挺讨厌的，就是一天到晚的就老让我放弃的那种概念。
And but I realized that now, after chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, that I wasn't giving up.
但是呢，现在我就是意识到，就是透过这种吟诵、吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的这样的一种方式，我并不是在放下什么。
I was just adding something.
我只是在我的生命当中。加进新的内容。
And little did I know that by adding that chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, it was giving me more self-satisfaction.
而且我感受到，随着我在我的生活当中加入了这种吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的这个内容， 这种改变让我感受到越来越满足的感觉。
And the fear of renouncing or giving up was actually diminishing.
而那种害怕放弃什么、离弃什么的那种恐惧开始越来越减弱了。
Because I realized I didn't have to give up.
因为我意识到，实际上我不需要要放弃什么。
I just had to add something.
我只需要加进什么。
So someone may say, "Well, you must have given up. You don't have your dog anymore. You didn't. You don't have your dog. Of course, that was 40 years ago. I wouldn't have my dog now anyway."
当然，有些人说你还是放下什么了，因为那个狗吗？不在了，是不是？
Someone may think, but you gave up eventually. You gave these things up.
对啊，有些人就在想，那最后你不是把你的狗也放弃了吗？
I did have a lot of.Things that I eventually gave up.
那当然了，确确实实透过这种生活的改变，我确实放弃了，就是我的很多的那些个东西，以前的东西。我有吉他，原来。
I was a rock musician.
啊，因为我原来是这个摇滚乐的一个音乐家，啊。
Had a girlfriend.
那个时候我有女朋友。
Thinking about getting married.
那个时候还想着要结婚呢。
I had a house.
我有房子。
I was renting a house.
啊，租的房子。
I have a lot of things that, like the beat that I never really wanted to give up.
啊，也就是说那个时候我有很多很多的东西是我没有准备放下的。
But actually, the more I was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, I realized that I didn't have to give them up.
啊，但是后来随着我不断的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra, 我就后来意识到我不需要把它们放弃。
In fact.Some people chant Hare Krishna mantra for many, many years, and their perception of life changes.
啊，事实上有很多人就是多年来一直坚持在吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra， 他们对整个这种生命的观感全部都变了。
They feel more satisfaction internally.
他们内在感到越来越满足。
And then they begin to see that everything that they have.They don't have to give up.
然后他们发现，实际上他们拥有的那些，他们不需要放下。
They just use it for a different purpose.
他们只是把它用在不同的目标上。
And that's what my spiritual master taught.
这个就是我的灵性导师告诉我。
That renunciation doesn't mean we have to give up.
那个真正的弃绝，并不是说你一定要放弃、离弃什么。
Renunciation means to see.How everything is connected. The supreme.
哎，这种真正的气觉是要学会看懂世间所有的一切是怎么在跟那个至尊者有联系。
I am connected to the supreme.
我跟至尊是有联系的。
And everything that exists is connected.
而存在的一切都跟那位至尊是有联系的。
So giving up doesn't mean that we have to just simply abandon everything.
所以呢，放下不是说离弃我们有的一切。
It means we have to see everything and everyone as it really is.
而是说要让我们看懂每一个人的那个真实的自我的真正状态是什么。
Which is actually called transcendental reality.
这个叫做被称为叫超然的存在，真实存在。
It's reality, but it's transcendental.
啊，是真实的，但是它是超然的。
And it's beyond the physical world.
而那个真实的存在，实际上是超越了现在的这个物质世界。
There is a verse that I oftentimes recite.
啊，有一节诗是我经常会要引述的。
That for one who is not connected to the supreme, he can have neither a controlled mind.Your steady intelligence.
啊，那个那节诗就是说，一个人如果他不跟至尊源头连接的话，他既不能够有稳定的智慧，也不能够啊，这是 second word 才来，对，他既不能够控制自己的心，也不可能有稳定的智慧。
Without which there can be no peace.
那没有这些的话，一个人是没有平静可言的。
And how can there be any happiness without peace?
那没有平静，哪来的快乐呢？
So, transcendental reality means to see everything connected to the supreme.
所以呢，超然的真实存在就是 我们要看到所有的一切万事万物是怎么跟至尊源头有一个连接的。
An illusion is to see everything simply how it's connected to me.
而那种错觉和幻觉就是什么呢？就看到所有的一切只跟我有联系。
It's an illusory pleasure.
这实在这种所谓的一种快感是一种错觉性的快感。
Because if I don't know who I am.
因为如果我不知道我是谁。
I'll keep on connecting everything to this body and trying to satisfy me.
我总是把所有的一切都跟我的身体连接，然后就是试图满足小我。
It's like polishing a bird cage and not feeding the bird.
这个就像是不断的在给这个笼子抛光，但是却不给里面的鸟儿喂食一样。
You wake up every morning and polish your cage.
你每天早上起来都是不断的擦亮你那个鸟笼子。
After some time, you begin to see that wait a minute, the bird inside is dying because you're not feeding the bird.
然后过一段时间，你就会发现了，哎呦，这个鸟已经饿死了，因为我没喂它，已经饿死了。
Same way we connect everything to me, we connect it to the body, but actually, I'm something.
啊，同样的，现代人呢，总是把所有的一切都是跟那个躯壳做一个连接，但实际上，真正的我，它是超越这个身体的。
And chanting Hare Krishna helps us to understand one more.
而吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 就会帮助我们了解真正的我是谁。
It brings us to a consciousness of transcendental reality.
然后就会把我们带到那个能够意识到超然真实存在的那种意识维度。
But therefore, very naturally, we see the world through a different lens.
正因为如此，我们如果我们的意识维度改变了，那我们再看世界的眼光也不一样了。
And the result is that we feel a sense of satisfaction.
结果是什么呢？结果就是我们感受到内在开始有一种满足感。
Because now I begin to make a connection with everything to myself instead of just my body.
因为现在我才把真正的把世间万物跟真我开始连接起来了，而不是只是跟躯壳有一个联系。
Renunciation is not very difficult.
实际上，这种弃绝不是那么困难的一件事情。
When you actually have a higher experience of satisfaction.
当你能够品尝到更高品位的那种自我满足的时候。
That's what my spiritual master taught me.
这个就是我的灵性导师告诉我。
He taught me that, and by studying his books.
他透过就是我研读他的书啊教导我。
As I said, my first meeting with him was in 1972.
就像我说的，我第一次遇到他是1972年。
And then my second meeting with him was in 1975.
接下来是1975年看到他。
That's when I actually physically met him.
那个时候是1975年的时候，是我真的面对面的碰到他了。
And one of the things that attracted me so much about him.
那这个让我那么受他的吸引，其中的一件事情是
，is that he was genuine.
就是他特别的温文儒雅。
He whatever he said.To others to do, he was doing it.
哦，应该是就是他就是他教导人做什么，他自己本人就做。
That was very attractive.
这个对我来说是特别的有吸引力的。
I had so many experience of people who always eager to tell you something, but actually they.
因为我有以前
they live differently than what they spoke.
以前有很多这样的体验，就是别人试图教导你什么，但是他的整个的生活不是按他的教导去生活。
So here is a person who's not only a fulgent.
所以我这时候看到他不仅仅是在放魂绽放光芒的一种状态。
Self-satisfied.
而且他是一个内在自我非常满足的一种状态。
Someone who is self-satisfied.
就是真有这样的人 内在感到特别的满足的
人，
也就是说在生命当中无论遇到什么样的状况，他都是一种非常满足的感觉，他也就是说自内在自我是特别的充实的一种状态。
That he was overflowing with compassion.
啊，然后呢，他就内在就充满了对其他人的那种慈悲同情的心。这个对我来说是特别有吸引力的。
So therefore, I became very eager to continue to chant.
这样，我看到这个以后，我就后来特别渴望。继续的要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra， 因为他老是在唱 Hare Krishna。
And he would do just as I'm doing. He would sit and he would chant, and everybody would chant with him.
啊，那他就他总是在做，就像我现在做的这样，就是这样的在唱，然后其他人跟着他一起唱。
And he would invite everybody, please.
然后他就会邀请所有的人说：“请你们吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra。”
I knew that he was inviting me to chant Hare Krishna not because he wanted something.
而我特别清楚，当他邀请我去唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的时候，不是他想从我这儿得到什么东西。
He wanted to give me a taste of what he was tasting.
他实际上是想要让我去。体验他体验过的美好的感觉。
Where's your question of having to renounce？
啊，所以说这种什么气绝
？Just taste。
啊，就不用谈这个东西，先去体验。
Just taste the experience of chanting Hare Krishna。
对你去体验，去感受吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的那种美好。
That is all he asked。
这个就是他唯一要求我做的。
He didn't say you have to give up this, you have to give up that.
他并没有说你必须放下这个，你必须放下那个，你必须放下所有东西都放下。他说你就去体验吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的美妙。
And I'm still tasting.
我到现在为止还在不断的品尝这种滋味。
I have no reason to stop tasting after 44 years.
到44年了，到现在为止，我还找不到放弃这种方法的去停止体验的那个理由。
It's sweet.
因为太甜美了。
It may not seem so sweet in the beginning.
那在一开始可能显得没那么甜美。
It's not so sweet because just like a person who has jaundice, when he eats sugar, it tastes very bitter.
这个就像是一个得了黄疸病的人。当他吃甜的东西的时候，反而他觉得特别苦。
Sugar sweet.
啊，本来那个糖是甜的。
Why does it taste bitter?
为什么你吃起来是苦的呢
？It tastes bitter because he has jaundice.
因为你之所以觉得苦，是因为你得了那个黄疸病。
But what's the cure?
但是怎么去疗愈这个黄疸病呢
？Sugar.
就是再继续吃糖就行了。
So although it tastes bitter, if you keep on eating it.You become cured, and because it develops a sweet taste.
所以说，这个尽管这黄疸病人吃糖是觉得是苦的，但是他如果继续不断的吃下去的话，他就会越来越感受到那个糖的甜了。
And jaundice is compared to be a vidya.
那这个黄疸病就被比喻为是 avidya.
Avidya means ignorance.
Avidya 这梵文词的意思就是无明无知。
One who's afflicted with the jaundice of avidya can't taste anything sweet.
那一个处在无明无知的人当中，无论什么东西他都不会觉得是甜的。
It still tastes bitter.
都是苦的，对他来说。
But it's not because the sugar is bitter.
但是这并不是意味着这个糖本身是苦的。
Because I'm diseased.
而是那个人本身生病了。
Simply, it's not because Hare Krishna mantra.As a bad taste.
同样的，并不是 Hare Krishna mantra 的那个滋体验不好。
It's because I have the jaundice of avidya. I'm still in ignorance.
而是因为我们现在还是处在无明无知的一种状态下。
But if we carefully go on chanting Hare Krishna.
但是如果我们小心翼翼的继续不断的练习唱 Hare Krishna mantra,
then it eradicates the ignorance. It brings one to the.
那这样的话就会。驱散所有的无知愚昧，然后让我们开始。 开始走向光明的。
Just as the sugar cures the jaundice.
这个就像是糖能够治疗黄疸病。
And it becomes very sweet.
然后最后就变得特别甜了。
So he was very attractive, and he just said, "All right, just take this Hare Krishna mantra."
所以当时他觉得特别受吸引，然后就 OK 接受，一起唱 Hare Krishna mantra。
So let's check
back. 好，让我们再唱一下 Hare Krishna mantra.
Just a little time, don't we have? Oh no, we don't have any time.
我们唱十五分钟呗，是吧？可以吗？
Forgive me.
Okay. 他说不好意思啊，去原谅他。So I said we chant 15
minutes.
Okay?
Yeah. It's okay. Everybody said okay. Is it okay? Okay. Yeah. Hare Rama.